truth.
On the miles with that yak hard yesterday, Skip. I be on these miles of hen dog, and now y'all got problems with me. Let me celebrate.
Damn, I had this thing. Hey, D, can you do me a favor? Can you look up the definition of passport brother real quick?
A nigga that's getting his passport and going out there?
I want to know the, like, Urban Dictionary definition of a passport brother.
According to Urban Dictionary, passport bros are men who prefer to date foreign women in other countries.
Okay, so you got to go to the country to date them.
The term refers to Western men who often tend to be American who go to the East for wives and usually say it's because Western women aren't submissive enough.
Now, what's a passport sister?
They have one of those?
Yeah, I seen that. I was all like, right,
shout out to the passport sisters.
Yo, women keep shit low, bro. Damn.
That's what they do, man. They good at hiding shit.
They good at that shit.
Passport sisters are groups of well-educated women who are mostly in their late 30s.
I know a few of them hoes. Mm-hmm.
It says, oh, hold on. Let me go to Urban Dictionary.
How come they got their sound like nice and
I
shit?
I know, right? Yeah.
Well educated.
So Urban Dictionary kind of had, you know how they have
don't
like
defend
multiple,
them.
No, I'm not. Oh, but okay. You know how Urban Dictionary will have multiple definitions?
Yeah.
So that was just one of the definitions. Gotcha. Another one would be it's simply the same as a passport bro. It's just a woman. So it's essentially a woman that goes overseas to find a submissive
90-day fiance
husband. Yeah,
hold on, what was the end of the well-educated one?
That was it
She's just well-educated.
She's just well-educated in her late 30s
and she travels a lot. I know a few of them.
So do
consider to be independent women,
so they want submissive men.
I agree.
Typically, when they say submissive, that means men in Africa or people that need... I ain't gonna say Africa. Forgive me.
I was about to say.
They need them papers.
Not just Africa, but the they need aggressive men. They go to seek men that may need green cards or that may be more submissive to them.
All right.
The
well,
same way passport bros
still
do.
Out mm-hmm. east, though, right?
Yes.
So Africa would be, like, out east. What else?
Yes.
Who else would want a green card, though? Like, out
I
east.
Would see more dudes in the islands. I guess that is to the east, though. Like a Barbadian or something.
See, when I think of passport brothers, I think passport brothers
know,
go
like,
to the south.
So there's some women that go to Italy, and they may find men that are like catering to them.
And we think it more too black too, because I feel like white women would go over to like Asia.
It's,
okay,
I mean it's not race specific. Bruh. Passport bros can be any race.
Black dudes,
passport.
We go on to Dominican Republic, fucking Colombia.
They use the word date. I thought they would use the word sex.
What?
Yeah, I think there's a black definition and a white definition.
Okay, so that's not black. So I thought urban was black.
Because a lot of white dudes would go to like Japan and China and bring back an Asian girl.
They would definitely wife one. I think black dudes would wife a girl from across the
border. But I'm saying
the
they're considered passport bros too.
Yeah,
I think we're all missing an important part.
What's
here.
The important part, sir? And it better be important.
They said that the girls go over there to find submissive dudes. I have not yet once seen a submissive dude overseas.
Them well, niggas sometimes you hear about stories, or I've heard about stories, where a woman will go overseas, fall in love, find a husband that caters to her, whatever, bring him back, marry him, and then he actually just dogs her out because
crazy.
He already...
That's
he
not...
Dogs,
that's
like he makes
every 90-day fiancé
right.
story.
So, but essentially, she went overseas to find a husband.
Right.
Because she believes she can't find one
and
here.
Sometimes those women be like, they'll hold their power above those men, too.
Oh, yeah. Especially if they have money.
Yeah, they'll be like, I'll kick you out. You have to go back to your country.
That's fucked up.
Because a part of having a...
Well, they know
of,
why they together.
I guess marriage is you have to prove you live with the spouse or whatever.
Yeah. You watch 90 Day Fiancé?
No.
Oh, okay. It was one old white lady. She was dating like a rapper from Africa.
I did see that, though.
Yeah. That shit, they had the funniest relationship. But yeah, he was one of the ones that came over here and his dog cheated on her and shit.
I don't want nobody who don't speak my language. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Well,
and I
submissive?
Don't think finding a woman in the UK or certain parts of Europe is... To me, that's not like I feel like they know different than American women. I don't know 100% because I ain't got a large amount of experience. If I was looking for a submissive woman, I would go to any third world country. Because
right,
but I would be getting used.
Where passport
still.
Bros go. Right.
Yeah. It's a give relationship. Yeah, you're getting an easy woman, but you know she only with you because she want to have a better life in another country.
But you're delusional enough to tell yourself that she with you because she actually like you.
I don't think I'm that delusional. I think I know the trade-off.
You won't be making it as a passport, bro. You have to have a touch of delusion.
I want to be able to.
You a businessman.
Yeah, I want to. You already know
I got this. You got this.
I want to take advantage of the situation. You want something, I can use your services. Not it don't always got to be sexually. Like right. I said.
What else services could you
that
use?
Was gonna say
if
this
I
ago.
Get you back over here to the country, you can cook, clean, take care of the
not
house.
Not going to do that shit.
You know get your saying? Au pair, but you got to pay for that.
You got to see how her hut set up over there first.
She, me, you don't think I could get somebody?
He's sending
from
money
over
back
there?
Home to the fam.
Yeah, I'm paying you to pretty much live here long enough to get your green card. You get your green card, you could leave me, but for the time being, to earn it, you could just take him, do my shit, be my personal assistant.
She gonna be like, all right. She
do
gonna
you
have,
have
brother.
Your passport?
She gonna have her brother, her
do
mama.
You get your shots.
Everybody coming over there to stay with your ass.
No, they can't come.
Oh, they coming.
No, they can't come until you get free.
They coming. And a goat.
This shit sound bad. It sound like I got a slave.
Yeah, yeah.
Guess what
I was going to say, it definitely sound like you
it
hiring
like a slave.
Until she get free.
Yeah. I mean,
bitch, you ain't free yet.
You under contract.
No. And that's how people, I think some more wealthier families have gotten in trouble with that. Because mm-hmm. the husband will go over there and get a quote-unquote person he's interested in, bring her back as an au pair. And then he actually takes her passport from her and is like, well, now you're stuck here and I'm actually already married.
Hold on. I wouldn't take a passport.
I was about to say, how are you gonna take somebody's passport?
Like we're gonna make an agreement. If you trying to become a citizen and you trying to get over the border, just I need these services. And
this shit complicated.
What? Right. It smelled like jail.
I was about to say. And then I was about to say, you gotta think about Diddy. These women. First of all, where she coming from? You getting some Vietnamese neck, nigga? What the hell?
Bro, they already be selling themselves over
Vietnamese
there
neck go
anyway.
Crazy.
Bruh, that shit.
Okay.
They already
shit,
sell themselves.
What's my nigga name with the no neck? You remember he was dating
oh,
that girl
yeah, he
from
on
the,
90 Day Fiancé a
he
few
He was dating
times.
That girl from the Philippines, they, and he said her breath was fucked up.
They already selling themselves over there.
He said her breath was fucked up. They ain't got nothing to do
with
her.
Probably got some nerve. He got no neck. And 4'1".
At least that nigga know what good breath smell like.
If that's your complaint.
She probably has a couple rotten teeth, man.
See, that's something you need to know. You don't want
what
a
do
chick.
You,
with...
you go over there to find the girl. You don't order the girl online. You go to the country.
Right, but you're not going to be like, open your mouth. Let me see your back teeth.
I don't care about your teeth. You cleaning my house.
Why are you inspecting people
I'm
like
not expecting
cat?
You.
I'm inspecting you.
Do you know what 401 is? Is it 407? Whatever that shit is you spray.
Oh,
409.
Nigga, they don't even make that shit.
Right.
You know what
that shit is? Dollar General only.
Niggas was passing out spraying on that shit.
You know what Dawn is? Fabuloso. That's what I need you to understand.
They say somebody's put something on about that Fabuloso, the boiling of the Fabuloso. And I was like, yeah, right. Niggas was goddamn killing themselves with the Fabuloso on the stove.
Oh, hold on. That shit'll take you out?
Well, they say, why are you boiling chemicals?
Yeah, you are boiling. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Do not do that.
I was like, damn, I used to do that shit.
We got that
it
shit from the Mexican
great,
lady.
But you're inhaling that.
That's the Latino people do that shit.
Yeah, yeah. They still do that shit. My poor kids.
That's crazy.
All right, bro. All right.
They're going to be like that.
Everybody drop some essential oils in that water.
They're going to start speaking Spanish on your ass. All right, well.
Hey, listeners, don't get me locked up, man. I was just, you know.
All right.
Talking outside of your neck.
I'm just saying, man.
That nigga trying to get a maid.
So
I feel
you,
bro.
Would you rather
every time I look at my laundry,
Molly
I'm like, damn.
Would you rather me go
lady.
Over there and buy the experience or help the experience get more money?
Bro,
yeah,
it's
take
gonna
your
be
ass
something.
Over there. Get your dick wet that you pay for.
I don't
like
want,
everybody
I was about
else.
To say, I'm not trusting no foreign
I'm
coop,
good.
Bro.
I don't want my dick wet by
foreign
coop.
You don't
bro.
Need to go
I,
over
I'm
there.
Not
you can hire
it.
A maid here.
And that's the thing. Know. That's free 99. Right, y'all not feeling it.
Okay.
You better check the bottom of her feet. Goddamn. Probably got the meanest callus on her heel ever, nigga.
I bet you she make the best poutine or whatever the hell they set make over there.
All right, y'all.
Let me tell you, I'm out here from a very far away place. Oh, a chance to be a star. Nowhere seems to be too far.
No more more parties in
happy
LA.
Monday, happy
please,
Monday.
Baby, no more parties in LA. No more parties in LA. Please, baby, no more parties in LA. No more. Please.
Shake that body, party that body.
Please.
Shake that body, party that body.
Please.
Shake that body, party that body.
Hey, baby, you forgot your Ray-Bans. And my sheets still orange from your spray tan.
It was more than soft porn for the gay man. She remember my sprinters and I was in the great van. Well, cutie, I like your bougie booty. Come here, come by do me. Well, let's make a movie. Hell, you know my repertoire is like a wrestler. I show you the rope, connect the dots. A country girl in the Hollywood. Mama used to cook red beans and rice. And I was Denny's form in the morning. Spoil your appetite. Liquor pouring and niggas swarming your section with erection. Smoking every direction. Middle finger pedestrians. R&B singers and lesbians. Rappers and managers. Music and iPhone cameras. This shit unanimous for you. It's damaging for you, I think. That pussy should only be holding exclusive rights to me. I mean, he flew you in this motherfucker on first class. Open out his waist so you can check in the extra bag. Now you wanna divide the yam like you'd equate the math. That shit don't add up. You're making them mad as fuck. She say she came out here to find the A-list rapper. I said, baby, spin around and say the alphabet backwards. You're dealing with malpractice. Don't kill a good nigga's confidence. Just cause he a nerd and you don't know what a condom is. The hair's still good, though. The hair's still good, though. Let me say, Lamiore, ain't yo. Make a nigga say big words and act lyrical. Make me get spiritual. Make me believe in miracles. Buddha's monks and Captain Crunch cereal. Lord have mercy. Down, I hurt me. Five buddies all hurdled up on a third day. Bottle service, head service. I came in first place. The opportunity, the proper top of breast and booty cheek. The pop community. I mean, these bitches come with union feet. And I want two of these.
I'm about to start here in a minute, y'all.
Then my shoe release. She was kicking in gratuity. And yeah, G, I was all for it. She said, K. Lamar, you kinda dumb to be a poet. I'ma put you on game for the names that don't know they're rookie. Instagram is the best way to promote some pussy.
Happy Monday, happy Monday, happy Monday, happy Monday, happy Monday. You're not live inside episode. We at 297 of the Kickin' Shit podcast. We on 297?
Yes, 300.
Joining me today behind the camera, we got D Chocolate Delight, the woman king. She is the homie.
Woman
How's
king.
It going back there?
What up, D?
All is good.
To my right, we got my boy, my partner, my dog is. My partner, my dog is James, Mr. J Linus himself, Young Picasso, your motherfucking super. It is comedian James D. Jellyfish, man. I always fucked him up.
He do closet remodels.
Staying out the way and getting paid, man. That's it, man.
To my left, man, is my boy, is my partner, is my dog, is Mr. Jukebox Johnny, a.k.a. Crown Daddy, a.k.a. Crown Poppy, or the El Hemato Poppy, the Avion Don, the Terramon of God, the Malargo Ho, Mr. Still Your Girl, give her right back, because she got hematomas, Mr.
Daddy, are you on the radio?
Man, gave me a hell of an intro.
What's going on, Daddy?
You know, I'm just cooling. Oh, shit. Big and back, being bold.
Yeah, he gave you the Club Shay Shay intro.
Right.
I get the goddamn...
He is a three-time award-winning artist.
Man, the Maury Povich.
Thank you, everybody, that listened to the last episode of the podcast. You can listen to this podcast every Monday on YouTube. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, YouTube Music, whatever that shit is now, iHeartRadio, and we're on SoundCloud. Go there, search KSP, and on YouTube, KSP YouTube Network. Like, subscribe, and comment if you're watching right now. Other than that, man, how's everybody doing?
BMF, bro, let's get to it. I'll just try it.
Nah, you're right. There we go. Nah, how y'all doing, man? Y'all good, man?
Yeah, I'm tired, man. I'm about to run a race in the morning.
Okay.
5 miles. I'm tired, but I'm going to go out there and do it.
This is here in Charlotte.
It's in the university area.
All right, who is sponsoring this joint?
It's five breweries called in Charlotte. Brew something, but it's five breweries that are sponsoring it. After the run, you go get you some samples, and you get one free beer.
All right.
What the fuck? After running 5 miles?
That's like a thing. That's like a thing. Running.
I'm about to die.
I said they usually give you a free beer afterwards. It's the craft beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about a new pair of legs?
What's the route? Just curious.
It's two routes. It's a half and it's a 5 miler. I'm only doing a 5 miler. But it looks like it goes, I think it starts on J.W. Clay and it'll go like up Harris and make a right up to where Harris Teeter and all that shit is at, like up towards that way.
By the university?
Yeah, and then somehow it gets back to J.W. Clegg.
Okay.
All right. But the Greenway is part of it, too. Like, yeah, you're using the Greenway, too.
Great.
I was saying, because they ain't no way they're about to shut down traffic over there.
Yeah, there's a lot of traffic over there. D, you good back there?
All is good.
Aren't you, James?
I feel you, bro. I'm happy for you, dog.
Real quick, man, because they legalized sports betting in North Carolina, so I'm just going to give y'all 5 minutes, man. My parlay getting cooked tonight, but baseball season has started. This is my shit, but I'm about to be 2-for-2, which is better than I was in basketball. I'm like
an official gambler.
Yeah, I'm like 10-for-2 in basketball.
How much money you on?
Right now? Mm-hmm. I only got like $100, so.
I ain't hit
big yet, man. Yeah, that's my round figure right there. 100, maybe 150 somewhere in there.
That's crazy.
I ain't spent my money. I keep telling y'all, they giving y'all free money to win real money.
Cuz they trying to create addicts.
Yeah, so if you don't have an addictive personality, try it out. But if you have an addictive personality, don't worry about it. And shout out to the people that used my promo code and got me some more free money. Thanks to you guys.
You got me some more
I haven't free deposited
money.
Anything but $10, I think, is all I've deposited and used just to get
that's
free
crazy.
Money. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Other than that, man, let's start. Yeah, you're right. Let's start with BMF. Let's start with content. Let's start with what's new in TV and movies.
Yeah, so...
What came out? What dropped?
Let's see. What came out this week? I'm still watching Physical 100. They dropped the second set of episodes.
Okay.
They dwindling down to the finals. The next week will be the final. I think the final two episodes. So that's getting pretty good. I wish they would do an American version so bad.
Oh yeah, this shit is Asian. Right?
Yeah, it's Korean.
Yeah.
Invincible. Mm-hmm. You caught up on Invincible?
Oh, I got an Amazon password now.
So. Oh, you in there? Yeah, you need to catch up on Invincible, bro. They get good.
I need a Disney password, man.
I'm watching Hightown on Stars. That is a show I am watching that's current.
Hightown.
If y'all don't watch Hightown, it's about this pretty much a crackhead police officer, and she be investigating shit. It all takes place in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, Boston area.
Are you a crackhead police officer? Yeah, I think that would be very
telling. Long as you can afford it.
It's she's on drugs. I'm using crack. Okay. She has done crack. Like in season two, she tries crack for the first time.
That's crazy.
Like, yeah.
How you try crack?
Her pops put on. So her pops.
Why your pops put you on crack?
Bruh, they in the land of nothing.
I think this is season three. Yeah, so in season two, she get up with her pops. She like investigating this murder, and then like they about to suspend her because she can't say sober from the police voice. They think she an alcoholic. So she don't have this good relationship with her pops because her pops, it alludes to like her pops probably gave her up for drugs at one point to a dealer. So her and her pops, they hanging out. They getting wasted. It's like, I'm going to my friend's house. You know, he got some coke. So they go to the friend's house. They all in there doing coke. Of course, you know what I'm saying? They want to get higher. So the friend like, I got these rocks. So they got so they passing around the crack, and she kind of like, I don't know about no crack, but she end up hitting the rocks, and that's like the last episode of the last season. So like you see her hit the rocks, knowing she got a addictive personality. Then she leave, and then on the last episode when she lose her job, she go back over there to get some crack, like to smoke some more crack. And then in the beginning of this season, she wake up like passed out from the last episode on the beach because she was so high, like off coke, crack, alcohol, like all kinds of shit. But she a good officer. I will say that. It's an interesting story. Hightown.
H-I-G-H. I guess they really
she's
high.
A functional crackhead.
Yeah.
They amazing.
Yeah, they out there.
Yeah. Her main drug of choice was like opioids.
Oh, okay. Pill popping animal.
Yeah, she was pills and cocaine was her shit. So
yeah, she
switched over to crack. Like, yeah, it was like wild to watch. Like, oh shit, you gonna really do that, huh?
Anything else out there? Oh, The Bachelor ended for me.
Oh, yeah.
That was the last episode this weekend. Last Monday, he picked his girl, and now it's over. Now we got to wait for The Bachelorette.
I got a spoiler alert on this BMF shit, because I'm all caught up.
Oh, yeah.
You all caught up?
Yeah, yeah. Salute to my nigga Charles, bro.
Yo, first and foremost, man, D, don't kill us, man. But first and foremost, man, this last episode was even worse than the episode before it. It's still a good story, though, man. But I like this last episode where they left off. T came down to Atlanta to see what Meech had been up to, and he met the Detroit crew in Atlanta. And so I don't know if y'all been keeping up with BMF. Meech got beef with the Haitians and Techwood.
Yeah.
So
they can beef. He down there at war in Atlanta.
And this nigga 2 Chainz has turned his back and tried to set Meech up. And I think the two highlights for this last episode was Charles.
Shout out to my nigga Charles, bro.
Charles wrote a song.
He wanted his family back.
Yeah.
The nigga lifting weights and shit.
He should have thought about that shit. But he had Mabel all pressed up against the wall.
Yeah.
Before he put Maybelline up against the wall, he should have thought about all of this.
But Mabel had me horny.
Mabel was a fucking freak.
Yeah, sometimes she pulled them titties out.
Women don't understand that temptation be some shit sometimes.
Something's wrong with y'all.
And Charles was fighting temptation a whole first season. Like, Charles wasn't trying to hit that.
Yeah, man. He should have just stopped going over there, man. Fixing her light bulbs and stuff.
She can't turn the light bulb.
I think he knew what the lick read.
But now he battling back. He trying to date Lucille again.
Yeah, nah. Man, do you think the doctor made him act like that? Because he seemed like he was cool about the doctor.
He saw that Lucille had options. Charles was like, all right, let me get back in the gym. Let me get back on my music shit, the shit that we fell in love with the first time.
You see how my man came out the shower with
towel. Like, they didn't even use that towel. He's still dripping water.
It was catching the water that was running down.
Yeah.
He gave it a look like, where you been? He just walked off.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if she really into Charles, though.
I think so. I think she liked the rush of being with both men now. Yeah, I think she liking the rush of it.
Yeah. Yo, the song was wild, though.
Hey, I was like, how did Charles get auto-tuned in the 90s?
That's what I'm saying, man. Shit bad.
Nigga, Roger Troutman was out, nigga.
I want Meech to tell us, like,
boy, episode 297, we finally got a Roger Troutman reference.
Your father don't need to be like, Meech, your father didn't write no song for your mother, bro. Like, come on, tell us the truth when you get out.
Oh,
man.
Shit.
I want to hear the real story. 50 about added that part. Shit. Yeah.
He definitely tacked on some bullshit.
Yes.
That shit's hilarious.
You have a Stretch died. That was 2 Chainz character. He got shot up.
The way 2 Chainz died. You could tell 2 Chainz negotiated how he would be killed.
Yeah, like that's when a nigga start acting, that's the way he want to die.
Yeah, like we've seen that scene 1,000 times in a gangster movie.
Yeah.
They shoot you in the head, keep it moving. 2 Chainz probably came in that bitch like, nah, man, I want to go out. Like with a bang. So, bro had, these Haitians, they got AK-47s, man. They done lit 2 Chainz up. He hit one of them to the wall. But 2 Chainz is like 6'7". So that shit looked crazy.
Right. And he shot him with the handgun in the stomach.
Yeah.
And then he got the AK off his hip. Like he had it on the strap and he pulled it up off his hip and just lit him up. And 2 Chainz like, bah, da, 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 da.
No.
And the graphics in this shit is so bad. Like they didn't use blood. They used a mix of CGI blood and blood. So when 2 Chainz died, that's CGI blood. So it looked crazy just flying out of him. I'm like, yo.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I keep watching it for some reason.
It's a good story.
Yeah.
Like, you want to see what a story. Yeah, and it's a real life story.
Kind of. Yeah, it really happened. I don't know if this is the exact way it happened.
Yeah.
They're going to meet written out strip clubs and shit.
Well, his girl. Well, you know what? He probably did finance.
I wonder if that's Meech's mom. Cool.
That's weird.
That's what I thought weird, too. It's like, are you going to have sex with the lady that's playing your mom?
Yeah, I don't want to. Bro, that would be
cool. Because I don't know, Lil Meech plays his dad in this biopic.
Yes.
Oh, so right. I see what you're saying.
Yes, yeah, so I wonder if that's like the lady that he having sex with is the woman playing his real life mother.
Yeah, I'm not having fake intercourse.
He's not born yet.
Nah, he's not.
In the show, but I know he got to be coming up soon.
If not this season, in a couple more seasons once he's more established, you know.
Lil Meech.
But yeah, and they gave us our classic. I don't know, this is a thing now, him throwing that punch.
Oh yeah,
that's like his signature punch. Off. Like he's still off on everybody.
And his crew be ready.
Punch? Yeah.
What it look like?
He just walk up on you, cock back, and just
follow. And then they start brawling.
The whole upper body, and then everybody start fighting. Also, X-Men 97 is pretty good, man.
I love that show.
X-Men 97 is pretty good. I ain't seen episode 3. I'm kind of pissed about it.
Oh, you ain't seen it yet?
You ain't seen it?
It's situations.
Oh, okay. I got
situations.
You.
Will arise but, in our lives.
Yeah.
But I heard about it, get rid of password sharing. I said you could use mine for a little bit.
Okay. But anyways, you know, that's what's up. That's what's up. But I'm kind of mad about it, though, because I really want to see it, and I'm kind of mad that I'm behind. So
you only one episode behind.
I know, but still, I want to be caught up.
I'm going to be real. Last episode was good. You just didn't miss. You ain't miss much.
I heard Sinister showed up.
In this. Yeah, he did show up. He showed up in a major way.
So that's way. That. You missed a lot.
I like that.
Don't worry, man. It's always going to be there for you.
Yeah. I think if you miss episode 4, you're missing a lot because it's about to go down to episode 4.
Yeah, yeah.
It's about to get real.
I ain't going to mess it up for you because you seen a little hurt by it.
You want to see it. They dropped the Bad Boys 4 trailer this week. So
Bad
I'm looking
Boys
forward to that.
Life. For real this time.
Ass.
It wasn't ass. It looked good
ass.
To me.
Martin, go sit your ass down.
Man, leave Martin alone, bro. He got diabetes,
your ass.
Bro.
How we tired of Martin? Martin ain't acted in shit.
That nigga
but
look
Bad
like
Boys.
The black Quagmire. What's up damn. With his damn chin?
Dang.
Damn, chin and head just a buggies, man.
Man,
oh, sit your ass down.
Roll up, man. Leave my boy alone, bro.
He got the mask, nah. Goddamn. What's the shit to share, please?
That nigga brought families together during our childhood. Niggas
he
would
did.
Sit around the room watching Martin.
Yeah, he did.
He did. I'm just saying, the chin to head ratio is a lot, man.
Yeah, he might need to get on the Ozempic.
And the body just ain't adding up.
he look good. He look good. He look better than he did in the last one. I like Martin.
Yeah, he look crazy in the last one.
He look way better.
He
look
crazy in this one.
You a hater, bro.
Nah.
You a hater.
That nigga say, don't make me shoot you. That's the only action he doing. Don't make me shoot you now.
Yeah.
Cut it out.
Nah, all right, Martin gonna get swollen, swollen, y'all niggas. Wait the Bad Boy 5.
Nigga, please.
He gonna go in there look like Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, go get on the juice.
That's crazy. I don't ever want to see a swole Martin.
That'd swole be
weird.
Martin.
Yeah.
It's weird when you see skinny Martin.
I like a Dr. Dre, Timberland. Like them niggas is swole now. Like it's possible. Martin can do it.
I don't think Martin cares. Like Martin's Martin.
He probably doesn't.
I don't
care.
Say I think yeah.
Like Martin the man.
Point.
At the end of the day, Martin is the man. Like, he don't care about that shit.
Household name, bro. Martin Lawrence.
And I got Will Smith as my best friend.
Like, yeah.
That's not his best friend.
Like, well, I...
In the movie, it is.
Yeah, but, like, me and Will Smith tight enough for him to hit me to get this check again. Like,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure that check is substantial.
It is probably great. Like, they probably got all the producer credits now. It ain't like the first movie.
Because before the pandemic happened, we was contemplating that they wouldn't do another Bad Boys because of the son.
Yeah.
We was thinking that they was going, not off Martin, but Martin was actually really going to quit this time, and they was going to run with... the son and Will Smith in the next
right.
one.
Who, Reggie?
No. If you didn't see the last one, Will Smith found out he had a son.
Oh, yeah, that is right.
So what you seen in the trailer was the son is actually going to be helping him and Martin crack this next case because they trying to pin it on my man.
They used to be their chief. Yeah.
They trying to pin it on the lieutenant, like make it like he was this big drug lord. So I can't wait to see it. He one of my favorite actors. Like, I like
white
those.
Dude.
Yeah, I like those frustrated white dudes like Joe Pesci and him.
Yeah.
Like they just yell and say the F word a lot. I love them niggas in movies.
And nigga, I can't remember that nigga actually, name to play Nucky Barnes. That nigga was cool too from Boardwalk Empire. I can't remember his name.
That you talking about don't play in a lot of fucking movies, man.
He has.
That white dude. Yeah. Man, look.
What is his
play.
Name, yo? What's
I
the dude's
no
name,
telling.
Man? Y'all,
yeah.
Cool.
White man. In a lot of movies.
Nah, let's find out what his name is.
The white guy from Bad Boys. He was their like boss.
Oh,
Joe Pantaleano. I can't say that shit.
Pantaleano.
Yeah.
Pantaleano.
I wonder if John Sally in this new
him
shit.
One other thing.
He might be.
Yeah.
He'll probably make a cameo. Shout out to John Sally.
Yeah,
his
John
old
Sally.
Vegan ass.
John Sally
ass
might be
ass.
The original athlete to the screen.
Yeah, because he keeps it
simple. First. Yeah.
He's not trying to be the lead in the movie. He's just going to come in and do his role.
And he probably get like a little check and keep him moving.
Hey,
like,
what's
right,
up with
good.
Y'all?
Yeah. You know who else a pretty decent actor? Kevin Garnett. From Uncut Gems. He did a good job.
He did a good job in Uncut Gems.
First of all, Kevin Garnett is one of the funniest
Blue Chips?
Ever, bro. Do y'all ever see this man when he was telling Paul Pierce that he couldn't play ball no more?
Oh, yeah.
That shit was hilarious.
He tired of Paul Pierce ass.
He was like, nigga, what you gonna do that little stupid ass stuff? He was like, nigga, that shit is up, nigga.
He tired of Paul Pierce, but Paul Pierce be cracking up too, man.
Parker's be fucked up
yeah,
over there.
I heard he joined Skip Bayless. Paul Pierce and Skip Bayless.
Nah, I think it's so funny when this nigga laughs because it's like when he say something, you it be so serious. But then when he cracked the smile, you forget he joking.
What are you talking about? Kevin Garnett.
Oh, yeah.
Because he'd be like, man, shut the fuck up. Then he'd just start laughing out of nowhere. He'd be like, oh, damn, he was playing the whole time.
Kevin Garnett, mad intense.
Yeah, he is.
That dude is something.
I was going to say, man, now that sports betting is legal, I see, like, why he was making them crazy bets.
Oh, Uncut Gems?
Yeah, like, I see, guys, I think, what, somebody needed, like, 9 rebounds or something. Like, he was betting it all.
That nigga was an addict.
He was addicted, man. As soon as he
got
money. That
was a good movie, though.
Yeah,
that
was a good movie. That's one of his better roles.
Kid that shit. All right, man. What's this thing about?
Go ahead.
That Mr. What?
Is it Mr. Big Daddy? Where he had to take care of that kid? Yeah.
Mr. Big Daddy. Okay.
This is Big Daddy's house, man.
I don't even think that was it.
No, it wasn't Big Daddy's
house.
It was
just
Big Daddy. About Big Mama's house.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
This nigga combined.
And why is he in a dress again? Go ahead, man.
Cat Williams.
Man, how is Netflix targeting us, man?
All right, man. So I actually noticed this before I seen the article. I was watching, I was on Starz app, and they had the Expendables, but the cover of Expendables just had 50 Cent on it. I was like, 50 Cent was in this shit? And then they had another movie with Issa Rae in it, and Issa Rae was just on the cover of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what the fuck going on? It seemed like they just putting the black actors from the movies up there, because they even had... what's the Spike Lee movie that they redid on Netflix with a girl?
Crooklyn?
Nah, they did it to a show.
Oh,
they made it into a show on Netflix.
Yeah,
she's got to have it.
She's in Jurassic World, but she's nowhere near the main character. No. But on the thumbnail for the streaming service, they got her on the cover. So it's like, oh, they're in a black household. So they trying to show you what black actors are in these movies.
So you can watch it.
So then the article came out that Netflix is actually doing this too, where if it's a white household, they know it's a white household, they're going to put the white actors on the thumbnails of the movies. And then in black homes, it's going to be the black actors from the movies on the thumbnails.
Yeah, because we like to see representation.
What's the popular one right now? The Gentleman?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard he's not really in it.
Yeah, that was the example
they
showed.
He doesn't have a big part in it. Like, you see him, but he's not like a main character. But in the black households, that's we see him.
Yeah.
But in the white households, you see the couple or the white guy and the white woman.
That's actually good marketing.
I would click that every time.
Yeah, that's good marketing because
people in an uproar.
People like to see representation.
Yeah, but is it a little bit misleading if you think you see Juan Carlos Esposito, whatever his name is, on the cover, and then you watch it?
See, you don't know what that nigga is.
And this nigga in, he got to be like Dominican or something.
That nigga could be on our side. He look like he got your hell, nigga.
That's the most ignorant shit. I hate when you say that shit.
What?
He's Afro-Latino.
Yeah.
Like, oh, when he's Dominican?
Yeah.
Well, you saying we don't know what he is. Like, he's Afro-Latino.
Oh,
like,
he's still
black adjacent, so we still going to look at him as, like, one of us.
It was a joke. But.
So you see him up there, and then you watch the movie. I think it's a little misleading. He's like, this nigga was in 1 second of the movie.
Nah, and I'm with James, though. It's at least going to make me click it.
I was about to say,
it works to get somebody to click on it for sure.
If I think I'm in it, I'm going to click it. Now, I'm going to be mad that
Yeah, like, what the fuck with Samuel Jackson coming up in this motherfucker?
But if you hook me, I ain't mad at you. Like,
yeah.
If all white actors and it's like good, and then he come in for his part and I don't see him no more, I ain't going to care because I'm like, I'm into this shit.
Yeah, that's good marketing, man. I mean, even if you don't like it, you'll like it for 2 minutes.
Well, what if I'm married to a white woman and we in the same household? How they going to get us?
It's something for both of y'all.
How they going to get us?
Something for both of y'all.
Put Drake up there and Halle Berry.
Hey, they're gonna put, since y'all interracial, they're gonna put one white person and one black person from each movie.
Show the interracial couple. Damn, how would they hook y'all?
They had to do something, man. They got to put mixed couples up there.
They probably gonna push everything with mixed couples and light skinned people to the front of y'all algorithm.
Probably so. They're gonna set you up. The algorithm.
Well, yeah,
bro.
Because another part of the conversation was like, for a time, I don't know if you noticed this, Johnny, how they were pushing a lot of same sex couples. Like, if there was a same-sex couple within the whatever production, they would be, you know, kind of on the front cover.
I didn't notice that, but now that you think about it, I remember seeing a lot of that. Especially around like Christmas time.
That part.
It's crazy.
So,
man.
I mean.
The agenda.
I wouldn't say it. agenda. I'm not going to say agenda, but they are. It is marketing. It is definitely like they know who they're catering to.
How do they know what color you are anyway? You don't have to fill out race.
I mean, your phone will tell you everything.
They look at how you are,
bro. That's why they say data is so dangerous, bro.
Oh, this nigga watch Dave Chappelle special.
Every time we agree to them terms and conditions, bro, we giving away our data for free, and they selling it to the next company.
That's true.
That's fucked up.
Every time you agree to them terms and conditions, bro, and they scared of TikTok. We've been doing it for years.
Nah, they just look at what you watching, nigga. You don't watch Dave Chappelle special. Goddamn, she's got.
I mean, that's part of it for sure.
This nigga's black.
I was gonna say, but I remember having a conversation with this guy at the bar. He got saucy and started talking, and they were he was talking about. He worked for Spectrum. Mm-hmm. So he was saying how cable networks have been doing it forever. Like,
I'm sure.
We see certain commercials. Like, think about McDonald's. There's certain commercials that a black household will see versus a white household will see.
Right. With the Nielsen ratings, like surveys? Is how they get? How was they getting information in?
I think then he was
probably
saying.
Probably Nielsen, because Nielsen
was saying,
used to
like,
pay you.
The census, they just have a data on. Where they have
service.
Because
I remember when Nielsen came into our house when I was younger, and they hooked up wires and stuff to monitor our TV watching.
Nigga, you was an experiment.
Yeah, my dad was like, y'all gonna pay us monthly? Okay.
he signed y'all up for the experiment.
Niggas in there hooking up wires to all our TVs and
I would have signed up for that shit, too.
Yeah, they gonna pay me.
All right, man. We was right. We talked about this a couple weeks ago, man. Looks like Puff Daddy might be going to jail for good.
Did y'all see that picture of him? They got the Diddler. He in the Riddler.
Oh, yeah.
He in the Riddler costume, man, bro.
Guilty.
Hilarious.
Man, he not guilty.
Let's see. So, what happened this week with Puff, man? They don't have any criminal charges on Puff just yet. But right now, all we know is that Homeland Security is investigating some claims into sex trafficking tied to his name. So they raided his homes in Los Angeles and Miami to investigate. Things they were looking for in the home were phones and electronic devices, which they did confiscate.
Did they find any hog ties?
Nah. Okay. They just found weapons.
They give away if they did.
They found weapons, which is not too big of a deal. Who don't have weapons in their home? And then after that happened, he sold the remaining shares of Revolt. So he no longer owns Revolt TV. He doesn't have his liquor brand anymore.
Damn, they stripped that nigga.
Smear campaign, bro.
Let me see. But he has been seen. There was also word that he ran away, but he didn't run anywhere. But it is kind of weird that his jet took off without him in it. So
that's a lie.
Yeah, he said he was just out with his daughters.
Yeah, he was just out with his kids. Yeah. That was yesterday. Yeah. So it's been a lot of conspiracies. Of course, it's gonna be when this happens. There's a lot of conspiracies floating around about what possibly could be happening. What possibly?
We don't know what's true now. Everybody's got a story.
You don't know.
I have a question. Where was he when they raided the homes? He was out with his.
He was in Miami.
Yeah, he was in Miami.
He was in Miami. He wasn't home.
He wasn't home.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
He was in Miami. And I wonder if he was preparing to leave because they did get photos of him outside of the Miami Executive Airport. This was after it was reported that his plane had taken off. So I'm like, maybe he was preparing to leave with his daughters and decided to stay or sent them or I'm not sure. But
they had cameras on them at Top Golf yesterday.
Yeah. So he essentially they did not go. But he has receive some support from the CEO of what's that guy, because he's actually been, his name has been brought up,
the Universal Music Group
yes,
guy. Yeah, because they say he was raping Justin Bieber, they say allegedly.
Yeah, so but he's come out and pretty much called out the lawyers directly, saying they're full of shit. And they should be ashamed of themselves.
Some of that shit sound crazy.
Bringing up these allegations.
Some of that shit sound crazy. The Stevie J shit, if that's true.
It's a lot of things to make you raise your eyebrows.
They said I guess it's in the document, if that's the real document that they had online, but it's supposed to be a photo of Stevie J that fucking a white guy. And Puff gave it to this dude that's doing a lawsuit saying that this is what you got to do to get on. And see, Stevie did it. And here's a picture of Stevie.
Stevie J said that wasn't him. Because the the sex, the porn star, who it is, came out and said, that's actually me.
Yeah.
And that's so, from a video that I did, like some type of porn video, whatever.
Right, so Puff wasn't even involved, if that's the what they're saying.
But they were using things to try to build up this case. And so if you're not willing to do the work, then you're going to be like, oh, yeah, that's Stevie J. We could tie Stevie J here. Mm-hmm. But it's like, no, that's not the case. I'm interested to see how this plays out. It really does feel like they are trying their damnest to get him. And
right. Now and 50 Cent ain't helping.
So 50 Cent should probably be quiet.
50 going crazy.
Because his baby mom just recently said, or he has allegations now.
Yeah.
So
he was picking on his baby mom.
But isn't she the one that filed allegations?
She was mentioned in the lawsuit.
She filed allegations on him, right?
I'm not sure.
Well, we don't know if she's filed anything. She just made him publicly on social media.
I really feel like 50 Cent is not.
Well, because he said, you know, I'll see you in family court. He said he about to get sole custody of his son. Mm-hmm. I feel like
that's the wrong tree to
of what son?
The youngest one.
Oh, it's the youngest one. Oh, okay.
Oldest son don't fuck with.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like it's the wrong tree to bark up. He's not talking shit knowing. Like, if everybody that's quiet probably got something to do with Diddy. This nigga ain't got nothing to do with nothing crazy.
Right.
And people have tried to come at 50 Cent for the same thing. I think he'll be A-okay.
I guess. But that we nigga's talked a about troll. The other thing that drives me up the wall, but I know you and I talked about it, how people just, you got all these people coming out now. And it's like, maybe they feel more confident to do so, but it's like, come on.
Yeah, like, why? I understand why, because maybe they're like, yeah, well, he did that to me too. But some people, you know, you can't believe. Like, they doing it because you ain't heard from them in years, and now they doing podcasts.
Yeah, you got Enes. I seen clips of him talking on a podcast about a secret room.
I've
seen stories about the secret room. You know about the secret
room.
But
we've all heard stories about Diddy before this. Yeah, but it was just like he on some gay shit.
But
that
like
was all
you heard about LeBron.
Oh, yeah.
I want to hear from him. He had that black woman.
Yeah, that
was
his
personal
assistant for years.
Forever. So.
Oh, the one that's going to corroborate?
I'm talking about Farnsworth. I'm not sure.
Oh, no. Nah. Oh, they got a lady that was real close to him. She's cooperating with the authorities. So that's why I say it's interesting to see what's going to happen next. They don't have charges yet. So until they have charges, they can't take him into jail. They can't do nothing to him.
Unless they got stuff and they just waiting to build up the case right now.
Yeah, they do.
As they collect more info.
Yeah,
that's crazy, man. I was trying to figure out what he actually did.
It's got to be something for them to. There's got to be a good hunch for them to spend federal money.
I was about to say, yeah.
They're saying sex trafficking. That's what they're saying. They're alluding to he's a part of a sex trafficking ring, and who all is in that ring, I don't know. And
they're about to Epstein that.
But
nigga.
They're saying that he might be the fall. This is all speculation. They're saying he might be the fall guy for a bigger ring. And so all the computers and phones and video, and he's got security cameras in every room in his home. He's saying although they came and confiscated everything, that stuff's probably already been wiped clean, because if you was over there doing some wild shit and that shit's on camera, you know, just like Jeffrey Epstein, if all these other people are involved, then there's evidence there that you were involved, and we don't need that to come out. And when people like Puff Daddy is having these parties, it's not Joe Smo at the party. It's probably some pretty important, powerful people in music. So
probably so.
He might. I mean, some of these speculations might be
true.
That
shit's sick, man. If the shit is true, it's like, damn, bro. All these people into like pedophilia and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I'm not shocked. I'm shocked at the pedophilia stuff. If that's the case, which I don't think is the case, but the sexual assault don't surprise me.
Mm-hmm.
And the treatment of people. Like, we watched Making the Band, and no, like, Making the Band alone is evidence of who he is as a human being. And I think, like, just watching that show, like, you're telling me that guy is Brother Love? Like, get the fuck out of here.
He wanted to know how bad they wanted it.
Yeah, but there's a way. Like, we've seen American Idol.
Yeah.
We've seen other talent shows.
The Voice.
You know what I'm saying? Constructive criticism is one thing. It's to me, it was hazing, and we watched it, and
it was definitely hazing.
It was hazing. We watched it, and we said it was okay. Just like the fraternities and sororities, they haze each other. We as a community know it, and we are like, you know, that's what they do. Until that one person tries to join that fraternity or sorority, and they blow the whistle, now they have to dial back the haze, and they quote unquote don't haze anymore.
Yeah,
same thing in the music industry. Yeah, how bad you want it, go to Cheesecake, do this, do that, all this verbal, you know what I'm saying? Go run laps around the corner if you want it bad. Sit out here all day in the hot sun and sing the song over and over and learn the lyrics till I get back. Like, all of that stuff was hazing, right? Like, nothing wrong with it. Mm-hmm. We don't live in that time anymore.
Right.
You can't treat people that way. Like, either I have the talent or I don't.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Was me sitting out here learning the word, like, them doing everything they did, nobody had a successful career. So was it really even worth it? Like,
112 said they had to do that shit.
And that was behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but at the end of the day, was it worth it? Did it get you guys where you were trying to go? Is that a formula for success? Honestly, to me, it's a formula that's got you in this situation. You probably got disgruntled.
It was good TV, too.
It was good TV. But you got disgruntled employees that he probably talked to and treated like that. That's like, all right, I'm about to come out and
speak up. The behind-the-scenes shit.
Hey, he was verbally abusive to me at work. You hear it in the office as a bad boy. Hey, da-da-da-da. And that was in the, you know, this is where you get that whole everybody's against him. Well, they always want, they needed support.
Oh, I was watching Mace and
Cameron.
Yeah, but Mace said some real shit, bro. Mace said he was the only nigga to make it out. And if you think about it.
Nah, Lox made it out.
Yeah, they did.
Lox was like, you talking about Jadakiss and them?
Yeah,
they got out.
Well, yeah, Jadakiss was right.
They went
Puff.
To Rough Riders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. They had somewhere else actually to go. But, like, I remember Mace, when Mace actually first came out, he's with Bad Boy.
Yeah.
And then he blew up. And then he's still here. Right. That's all I'm saying.
He had a different career. He moved around. He went from the preaching thing, they came back rapping. Rap. Yeah. Now he doing sports.
Yeah, yeah, so. Listen, man, more will be revealed, and we're going to watch one of the GOATs go down in flames.
I think we're going to watch a lot of GOATs go down in flames.
Yeah, he's on
the. Who would be the next GOAT? I don't.
Man, look, it ain't just the GOAT. When we say greatest of all time, we talking about of all categories.
Probably some more music industry people.
Shit, movies, music, TV.
Well, I feel like the movie industry, they had their Me Too movement. I think it's like the music industry
they got
about to have theirs now.
Yeah, I think they got
it. So I don't think Diddy's number one. I wouldn't be surprised, and I'm just saying throwing out big names, but like someone along the lines of like a L.A. Reid.
L.A. Reid.
What's the nigga name? Hoss, the white dude that's over... Dr. Dre and them.
Leo Corn and, oh, Jimmy Iovine?
Yeah, like, yeah. I think you're going to see big names like that might get called
but
out.
I think, like, Diddy is, like one of those guys that know everybody. Like, you're not a celebrity if you don't know Diddy.
Do you mean, like, this in, like, the black culture? Think more music people will get called out? Or just in general?
I think just in general.
Just in general.
They talk about that guy that was in support of him was part of, like, raping Justin Bieber,
and they've actually called out Taylor Swift. Like, they're saying she has ties to that guy. So,
mm-hmm.
Oh shit!
I seen that.
It's a lot.
Yeah. So I'm ready to see, like, once they get a clear, concise story. Like, right now, nothing's clear. It's a bunch of he say, she say. And that's why nobody's in cuffs. But it's enough he say, she say to make the news, to pretty much put that man in hiding. Man, I feel sorry for the brother, man.
Interesting.
But I mean, he bought that on himself. You did that. Yeah. Like, you.
Now, we know some of that shit is true because there's always been stories about his parties.
Yeah, you did that. Like, you did that. You participated in whatever you participated in.
Because even Cat Williams. Remember Cat Williams' first big stand-up where he said he walked in a room and it was Professor Ogilvy in there?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, Diddy knows everybody.
That's what I was saying earlier. Like, whatever he's got on cameras and tapes in his home, I'm pretty sure they got to it, destroyed the footage, because everybody's been to your house, dog.
Yeah.
Everybody's been to your parties. Not everybody was invited to certain parties, but according to people in Hollywood, like, everybody's been there.
I think there's going to be some names on there that you ain't going to even, like, think of. Like, they're going to pull one out of the hat. Like,
definitely.
Like, Bruce Willis. What?
I wouldn't be surprised, though.
I mean, he's Diddy.
Yeah, Diddy. Like, John McClane? Diddy ran New York, bro.
I think we're going to get some details on on the murders of Tupac and Biggie?
I think we're definitely going to get some information.
That shit come out.
Because
boy,
it's all after the black book was known by the courts from Epstein. Mm. We never really got the real list. Like, they put whatever fake list out there that we could, you know, kind of guess and see who else.
They hyped the hell out them lists coming
right out. But I do know there is a list that was made known to someone somewhere. And then we have this. Mm. So
it will come.
All of it, yeah.
This
all
time next year, let's see what they saying.
Chris Tucker tried to lie to me. I didn't know where I was going.
That nigga better go to Bali. Better sit over there next to Russell. Russell over there doing yoga, carefree.
You better run.
Eating they fresh
waiting
fish.
They waiting on Russell to fuck up.
What definitely. If he's running because he? What if he's not running because he feel like he's not guilty of nothing?
Hey, that's R. Kelly did the same thing.
Artist in a mission of guilt if I do run. Because, like, Russell ain't been charged. Russell ain't had his home raided. It's a bunch of he say, she say with Russell. Russell just out of here, and we assume he's guilty because he's not.
Because he's not trying to stand trial. So, nigga, you guilty.
Nah, don't say that.
That's I know, but still, though. I mean, in Russell case, bro, come on.
Russell might have just been like, I ain't got time to deal with it. Like, I've been looking for a reason to get out. Here
and that shit costs money, though. Like, even if I go to court, I still got to pay money to be in. Even though I'm being charged, it still costs me money to be in court because I pay a lawyer.
But, dog, like, if you was 100% innocent, you going to run.
You got... If I'm 100, yes.
You're
yes,
going to run.
Yes.
If you could prove yourself in court.
Because here in America, I've seen how being 100% innocent with no money goes. I could imagine how being 100% innocent with money goes. And I'm just talking about cases of black people behind bars serving time for crimes they did not commit. Mm-hmm. Like, you could use the New York Five. If the New York Five, who were nowhere near that white woman, got put in jail with testimony, witnesses, everything to tie these guys to something they never did, even got them to commit. Like, I'm rich and I'm watching other rich people go to jail, and I know I'm innocent, but I know it's a lynching going on right now. Yeah, I'm out. Because even though I'm innocent, fuck it.
You're guilty in a court of public opinion.
Yeah, like, I would just get the fuck out, bro. Like you just said, he guilty, and we don't even got no evidence saying he's guilty. So if I'm guilty in a public court of public opinion, if this shit go to trial, I'm going to fucking lose. Like, I got to, you know what? And then I was watching all this shit happen with Puff Daddy. I salute Michael Jackson for staying here. Because they raided his home.
Oh, yeah.
That was the last time they raided a celebrity's home. They raided Michael Jackson's home. They was looking for evidence of pedophilia. They didn't find it. This nigga had 32 counts of child pedophilia. He fought that shit courageously and beat that shit. And they still call him a pedophile.
To this day, he's still touching little boys.
So it's
that's fucked up.
It's no, I don't know. I think I would take the easy way. I salute Michael Jackson. I would take the easy way out. And I salute R. Kelly, who was guilty. So, like, dude.
Free my nigga Kale. He did enough time. He learned his lesson.
If that nigga that's giving hog tie class. All right, you gotta take
if
the
I'm Diddy, like, this don't look good, bro. He is definitely going. Like, if they get charges, there's no way he don't go to jail. Because the court of public opinion, unfortunately, has pinned you there. Like, they're pulling up evidence. They're finding video. Twitter is finding video. I know them police officers see that shit. I know the people that's investigating you are seeing the online. Like, they closing the case for you nowadays.
Yeah.
Like, nah. Run, bro.
Robin Diddy coming soon.
Guilty or not, run, bro. Also this week, man, I don't know if y'all seen the bridge, man. Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed on Tuesday in Baltimore. It was a cargo ship carrying a bunch of containers that crashed into it. And, that shit made me...
Somebody said it was the Shein orders coming in.
First of all, I hate people.
Not funny.
I just couldn't imagine driving and literally being in the water like 2 seconds after.
Yeah, shit.
That's got to be scary.
How wide the water
is,
it's like not like you can just get out and walk.
Yeah.
And it fell within nanoseconds. They did report, I believe it was like only 6 cars because it happened like wee hours in the morning when it was not busy.
8 people were on the highway.
Yes.
They found 2, and then they found 2 bodies, and they're still looking for 4.
What about
survived?
So of the 2 they found, was one of them in critical condition or did?
Yeah,
they?
two are alive, 2 are just bodies, and then 4 they're looking for.
Damn,
shit! Wow,
that was
but
as
they,
of today.
I think the new newest issue also is that container ship has it's a certain number, and it escapes me right now, of hazardous materials in those containers. But it can't go anywhere.
Did it go down? Did it sink?
No. It's because it had like an electric outage or something that happened. But they kept it. They have to keep it there because essentially it's a part of this now catastrophe. So, it's as of today, I believe it's still sitting out in the water, but it does have hazardous materials.
Apparently, they got a mayday out in time enough to clear the bridge. So. That's what they said. They say they sent out a mayday and they were able to clear traffic off of the bridge.
Stop the coming towards the bridge.
Yeah, so they was able to stop some traffic on that bridge. So they were able to save some lives.
Oh, that's good.
That was good. Yeah, that was the good best news I heard about it. I was like, oh, okay. Because I was wondering why there wasn't a lot of cars.
Yeah, I thought it was just the timing. But by the time we saw it on the map, because I did look on Google Maps and they had, you know, the whole blockage of traffic. So... Mm-hmm. That's good.
They tried. You know, I mean, we only human. We can't do
right. And it happens literally. It's as big as that container ship is. It's moving fast enough. Yeah. And then when you think it has no power, so they can't stop it.
Yep.
And it's like that's a lot of force to hit.
Yeah, it gotta
that
be. That's a big ass bridge.
I was about to say, imagine the impact on the ship.
Oh yeah!
If you're a ship hand on the ship, and then you hit something,
survive the people that were on the ship.
You know what? I don't know. I didn't read.
I think the driver was injured or I don't know.
Bro, that's a container ship, dog. Like he said, it don't look like it's going that fast.
Nah, they
that motherfucker moving.
That's pretty much like a small cruise ship.
Yeah, motherfucker moving, dog, with a lot of force, a lot of G's.
Yeah, it's got a lot of packages on.
Was it even supposed to go that way? Does that ship go up and down?
I don't know.
Because it looked like even so, it wouldn't have fit.
It don't look like
I don't know if that's their usual route. Like, nope. I don't know why they were there.
It reminds me of a movie that I love so much.
What movie?
Back in the day. Cruise Control. Y'all ever seen?
Nah, I ain't never seen.
I know. Is that with Russell Crowe?
Yeah, man. With about the cruise ship. Nah. Motherfucker was headed to the water. And the guy was in the shit. 4 knots! Y'all remember that?
Man. You had Tubi before that shit existed.
Hey, man, that was the shit, man.
Your mom used to take it to Walmart and get $5 bin.
Oh, hey, yeah, that $5 bin, we like that.
That $5 bin, we like that.
Now, you over here tripping, because you can find some gems in that $5 bin.
Bougie ass nigga right
here. You got to dig, but you going to find.
You going to find some shit.
You going
to
find.
Now, I guess I would. I used to go to Blockbuster and get my movies when they used to sell when they had too many movies, they would sell them.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I ain't never.
We ain't have enough for that.
Bought a movie for
We
ain't had no money like that.
Never did that.
My mom wouldn't buy no movies anyway. Wait till it come out on TV.
Damn, that's what you had to wait to come out on WJZY.
And people don't understand how good they got it nowadays, man. It took like a year and some change for a movie to come out on TV.
Heck yeah, long time.
If you didn't have HBO, bro, you wouldn't ever
be about ready to drop.
Shit.
The sequel would be about to come out.
This nigga said WJZY, bro. First of all, you remember when they used to take the movies and make them good, like take the cussing out of them?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. That's how I used to watch Friday. That's how I seen Friday the first time was on the regular TV.
Man, and suck my quick.
It was a take a picture, write it down. I don't give a fluke.
Suck my quick is crazy. All right, Johnny, man, tell us about the ADL. All
right, man. So the ADL, they have officially said in their, I guess, rule book, I guess you could call it, that using the term 100% is now a racial slur. Or a discriminatory slur.
What?
Because that the white supremacists apparently say 100% like we 100% white. So now if we use it in that slang, then we might offend.
So we can't say I'm keeping it 100.
Nah, bro. Because you saying
nah,
basically,
y'all
basically,
niggas tripping, bro.
I do what
first
I want
to
do.
First of all, y'all can't come over here with that bullshit, bro. We've been saying this shit forever.
Keep it 100.
We've been keeping it 100 since been keeping it 100.
See, we saying 100. They say 100%.
Oh,
so
okay.
We good.
Straight
yeah,
straight.
Yeah. Well, I never said 100%.
Yeah, I ain't never.
I used to say facts 100.
100.
So Johnny told us Chick-fil-A is no longer using antibiotic-free chicken for all you.
Yeah, people. All y'all chicken lovers, man, be careful when y'all go over there because that was the purest chicken we ever had.
That shit was 99%.
That was a furious chick.
That shit was 99% like water.
Everyone took the Jesus out the chicken.
Right, definitely, bro. So now you got to pray over it. They had pre-prayed over it beforehand. They had pre-prayed chicken. Pre-prayed chicken. Now they got you got to pray over it yourself.
They pre-prayed over you stupid. Chicken is crazy.
That was a good one.
I knew. I seen it coming, bro. When they start serving pre-prayed chicken wings, I was like, oh, just the death of Chick-fil-A right here.
Man, say, and God bless you. And God and bless
then, aren't they? Didn't they say something about potentially selling pizza?
Yeah, I've heard they testing pizza out too.
Bruh, Chick-fil-A is Chick-fil-A going down here.
Wilding for respect. What'd I don't you know say earlier
they gonna be open on Sunday.
Yeah. Right before the game on Sunday, you can probably go get you a 30 piece.
Took the Jesus out the chicken and open on Sunday.
That's
so
crazy.
Weren't they already are they not already using Tyson's?
I don't know who they use. They might be using Tyson. I think that's the world's largest chicken provider.
Mm. Right here in North Carolina.
Shout out to Tyson Chicken, bruh.
Man.
You can smell that chicken when you go on down the coast. When you if you take the coast to Myrtle Beach, like the South Carolina,
they
got a whole bunch of chicken and pig farms on that route.
Smell like ass.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. What do you guys make of Ice Cube offering Caitlin Clark $5 million to play in the Big Three?
Bro, just know I'm hooping.
You would go.
I would hoop. I'd be out there living on.
I don't
want to
see Ron Artest put no defense on Caitlin Clark here. Al Harrington.
You know they not gonna touch her.
Joe Johnson. Joe Johnson probably could get her.
I seen a clip. What's her name? She used to be a center, African girl. I can't think of her name. She's on ESPN.
She on the Big.
What's her? Yeah, I know you talk. She's played for the Sparks.
Yeah,
I can't remember her name.
She was saying because he wanted to support women or something like that.
Nah, bro, need some ratings.
Yeah.
Like, let's keep it real.
With Cube, though, man, Cube tried to partner with the NBA and they shitted on him. So I think what he's trying to do is he's trying to pretty much get anybody that's a name.
Did they shit on him or they just said, that's not our brand?
Well, no, they just don't believe in him. He's pretty much like this on the totem pole. They're just like, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We're the NBA, nigga. You the Big Three. Whatever.
That's what I'm saying. Well, do you know why he was trying to partner with him?
Well, what he was trying to do was he was trying to get some events popping for All-Star Weekend.
Oh, okay.
He wanted to take the Big Three and take the superstars from the NBA and mix them and do something like that. But they shitted on him. Okay. And so, he was just like, come on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So now I just think he in the mind frame of whoever a star – whoever's a big name coming out of anywhere, I'm going to try to get him first. And I don't blame him.
I don't think offering Caitlin Clark $5 million to come play in the Big Three, like, that's not her aspiration.
It might not be, but you're going to make more money than you ever did.
To answer your question, I would turn down the $5 million and take the $75,000. I want to play professional basketball.
Yeah,
I
mean,
I wonder what she would.
She probably make a lot of money NIL, too.
She does. They just posted that number and it's millions.
Damn.
Is it over five?
Hell yeah, she got a State Farm commercial with NBA players.
If it's not over five, it's right.
It could be close because ain't Angel Reese still the highest paid collegiate athlete now?
I don't think she is no more.
I don't think she is. She can't be now. Caitlin Clark also was the only college player that they offered to play for the Team USA.
Oh really?
So oh yeah.
And so I don't know what that payment is or that additional deal she may get with that. So she has quite a few offers coming her way or that she already has to consider.
The Olympics are this year.
Yeah.
We got a redeemed team going out there too. I think LeBron playing.
Yeah, LeBron is supposed to be playing again. Yeah. This is gonna be like his fifth Olympics.
I think this one gonna be the one though. I don't wanna get too on this, but this one's going to be special.
This Olympics?
Yeah, man.
I mean, they niggas lost to Canada in the World Game, so they got to do something.
Yeah.
Canada got them guys, though.
Oh, Canada did have a squad, but still, America's, to me, still, if you put the best of the best from every country on a team, I think America still washes the floor with other countries, but just our best of the best don't play.
Who plays in the NBA that plays for another country but, like
an all-star?
Like, are they born in these countries that they play for?
Yeah.
Some of them are, and some of them like immigrants. Like, I think some people might move. I think Joel Embiid playing for America in the Olympics.
But that's wild. From here. But that's wild.
So some of them are like that.
But he is from here. He was born here, right?
I thought he was from Cameroon.
No, he's definitely from Cameroon.
Yeah.
So he wasn't born here in America.
So I don't know how he gets to play for America.
Okay, okay.
But then I think Al Horford was born in America, but he played for the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
So that I don't know how it works.
I mean, I guess it goes through your family lineage. So whatever you're considered as.
Nigga, then they wouldn't have a basketball team because we wouldn't play for the motherfuckers.
I feel
you. Yeah, maybe too.
Because if
they
have dual citizenship, then you.
You can play for whatever country you want to play for as long as you.
Yeah, I think the citizenship got to be a thing.
I believe so.
I think that citizenship, yeah, that might be it.
And Caitlin Clark's NIL net worth is $3.1 million.
That ain't bad. I'm not personally playing in the big three.
I would do it just for
a year. If I was a retired NBA player.
Yeah. Has an 18-year-old, 19-year-old, 20-year-old coming out of college, aspirations to be in the professional basketball game. I want to play in the best league. Right.
Why would I want to play in
Ice Cube's offer? Like, I respect why he's doing it. But when I heard about Big Three coming out, when I've gone to the Big Three games, it's literally you expect retired people or people that have like on their last leg.
Clark, I don't need $5 million from Ice Cube. I'm going to get $5 million. Like, that's how, that's who I am. Like, I'm Caitlin Clark. Like, what's $5 million, sir?
You're going to get $5 million.
Because you think about, like soccer. How they got, what's my boy that just came over to the soccer league? And
Messi.
Yeah, like, I mean, they paid Messi a shitload of money to come over to a lesser league, and he took it.
I was going to say, you're going to get $5 million if you're Caitlin Clark, but are you going to get it right now?
Bro, I got three right now.
It's going to be on. Yeah, it's going to be with time.
Three annually right now.
Yeah, that's going to be with time.
I guess my point is, like, every, like, once you get money, like, every, you don't, poor people say yes to every check. Not niggas with money.
Show do.
So, Caitlin Clark's not saying yes to every check. And back to what you just said.
We said yes to checks that we ain't even getting. We saying yes to her check.
The MLS is a little different. Even though it's a lesser brand of soccer, it is a American brand of soccer. And we all know American brands run everything. So, if this American soccer brand gets off the ground, at some point, everybody's gonna come here to play soccer. We're just watching, like, this ain't our sport.
It's in its infancy stage.
In its infancy stage. I think there's a point in time where MLS soccer is the brand. But honestly, like, we brand everything so good. Like, the world loves Premier League.
Yeah.
But we live here in America. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're brands like the NBA and the NFL and the NHL and Major League Baseball become the standard for sports.
Yeah.
So I don't. I know the MLS will become the standard. I think that shit started in '96.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's about as old as the WNBA.
Got 30-something teams now. It will become the standard. Just like the WNBA will become the standard for world basketball for women. Major League Soccer
is almost
there,
actually.
I was just about to say.
Because a lot of them girls don't go overseas to play anymore. I remember that was like, you had to do that.
Yeah, but they got other ways to get money now.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I was about to say, that girl from Slovenia plays on a WNBA team.
And if I suck in wherever I'm from, London, Liverpool, I can go to America and be that nigga in the MLS. Oh, I can go to America and be that nigga.
Yeah.
Not Japan. Not, and I'm not shitting on these countries.
Being that nigga in America is a big statement, too.
Being that guy in America is a little bit different.
Because we love celebrity. If you can be famous, you good to go.
Like, the celebrities, I don't know who the celebrities are in their country. You know, I don't know how that works over there, but I know they all, like, even Japanese baseball players come to the major leagues.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to flip. Like, Messi's doing it. Yeah. Like, Messi's here, and he's that nigga here.
Right.
I know he's that nigga all over the world, but in America, he probably get love in Miami.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they probably show him love.
Every,
like,
restaurant, he eat at free.
Like, he probably get different type of love in America. I don't know.
Nah, you make a lot of sense, because even when Beckham came over here, that was, like, game-changing.
And we love Beckham here.
Yeah.
We love Beckham here. Yeah, come to America, man.
Come over here, get you a Kardashian little life.
NFL changed this kickoff rule. Y'all like this? Y'all seen this?
I saw it. They said they took it from the XFL.
Yeah, so they'll line up in what they call the lineup zone, setup zone. And so the kicker will still be back here. They'll be in the zone. The receiver will be back here. They'll kick it. And once he catch it, then they'll start. So it's almost like a running play.
Yeah, it's to kind of stop the collision.
Yeah, it's to make the game a little bit more safer.
So hold up. He don't kick it the full.
Yes,
he still do.
Okay, but the guys don't line up with him and run anymore. They just line up like
in front of him.
In a zone.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
So and the defense here, the offense here,
until the balls are caught.
Once they catch the ball, and there's no more. Yeah.
So he gotta actually
catch it. Then they can go.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
But not from the same spot. They lined up like linemen, so they nose to nose on the line. So probably about this far apart. So as soon as he catch it, they start blocking.
Guys,
niggas about to get some hella returns. That's what
I was about
think.
To say. That's that shit.
They probably coming up with schemes right now.
Yeah, man.
Only thing I don't like about the rule is the onside kick. You can't onside kick no more. You got to tell them. Now.
Yeah. You can't surprise them with an onside kick.
But does the onside kick look different now? Do they revert to the?
I think they go back to the old format of where you line up on. Yeah.
Okay. Well, as long as they keeping that, then I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
Anybody got a bracket?
Nah, I ain't do a bracket this year.
All right,
I've only played fantasy football.
I think my shit is 78%.
Damn, okay. All right, dude. That's actually pretty good.
Yeah,
at this stage of the game.
No college basketball. So.
Right. The ACC was killing it. They had got all their teams into the Sweet 16, but Carolina lost.
Yeah, no, Carolina lost the best.
I don't know who lost today.
This is the first time, really, that to me, that women's college been getting a lot of hype, man.
Yeah, this is the first year. It's the biggest. It's been like social media wise. It's been kind of neck and neck with the numbers.
Honestly, I thought it was just you, but then I started seeing like a whole bunch of more shit. Like after you posted,
yeah,
it was like 20 more people that posted.
Only
like,
thing I'm noticing with the women, I have seen it. I think Middle Tennessee beat somebody, but it's more upsets on the men's brackets. Like, a small school can beat a bigger school,
right.
But with the women, like the schools are supposed to win are winning.
Yeah.
I did call one upset. It was a couple upsets in that first round. If you keep up, but James said this a couple weeks ago with the women's sports, the talent be so far apart. Like, when you're good. But when you mid, like, that ain't even close to good.
Yeah,
you know
facts.
What I'm saying? Like, the girls who can really ball, like, if you watch the top of the top team, you watch the LSU, if you watch, like, South Carolina, if you watch, like, USC, you'll see, like, oh, yeah, this team don't have a chance.
You're right.
Like, they just girls who play basketball. These girls damn near play like dudes. Like, one of the girls I really, really like, Rekia Jackson, she played for Tennessee. They got her projected to go third in the WNBA draft. She gets to, like, she's a three or a four. She play any position like that. But she gets to the wings. She score a lot of points. But the way she scores, like, it's just, you put her against some of these teams, it's just an automatic mismatch. Like, you getting rolled on. Even now that I've seen Angel Reach live, like, just that height, just her length alone, she's 6'4", right? She's only 6'4". She's not big.
I didn't know she was that tall.
Yeah, she's 6'4".
I thought she was taller than that. I didn't know she was 6'4".
Camila Cardoza is 6'7", but when she stick her hands up, it's an automatic rebound, even over a 6'7" girl, because
they can't
jump
as well.
Yeah, not all of them can jump. So it's like these little differences in athleticism make a difference. So she's got, like I say, I keep calling her female Dennis Rodman. She'll tip the ball to herself. She'll tap, tap, catch it, and then go down court. Like, all right.
Shout out to Andrew Reese.
So it's these subtle differences that make them just like, you won't get a lot of upsets. Like, it's kind of like it is what it is. But now we're getting into the Sweet 16 is the round where you're seeing all the best of the best women's
the
teams play.
Playing against each other.
Now you'll get your upsets. Now you'll get your damn how they lose to them. Like, I don't even know if South Carolina won today. Like, that game was kind of close.
Oh, South Carolina game was close today?
Yeah, I didn't. I don't know if they won it. I hope they won.
I think we was watching Notre Dame and somebody in the barbershop. That was kind of good.
Oh, Notre Dame did play early. Yeah. Even in that game, I think the star is the little light-skinned girl with the curly hair. Like, she's fire. But when you look down low in the paint, when you look at some of those more skilled position players or big players, it's just like just a drastic difference between other women who play that position.
Yeah, well, hopefully, I think, you know, hopefully kids will see this and more girls will want to get into the sport of basketball.
I think the college game definitely has way more support than the WNBA. Mm-hmm. But I think it's because you got variety in the college game. Like, you have those girls are star. Like, we got 16, 20, 30-something teams full of stars in their own right from wherever they're from or whoever they play for. When you get to the WNBA, we can distance this down to 8 teams.
Yeah.
It's not a lot to cheer for there. So it's like,
hopefully the growth there will help with the growth with the WNBA.
Hopefully it will.
Because it seems like a lot of this year might be the most talented draft that they're going to get in the WNBA.
Yeah, I'm eager to see those girls on that. I'm eager to see Caitlin Clark play professional.
Yeah.
Like, play women who do this on the regular.
Yeah, all
who
of them
you think she going to end up playing for?
I don't know how that works. Because they draft is weird. They draft right before, like, this college basketball ends, and then they draft for the WNBA right after because they season start in the summer.
I can see. It depends on who gets the first pick. She might end up in, like, Indiana. I don't know, though. Like, this is me just spitballing teams. I know Dallas, maybe. I know they're not that good. Indiana's decent. Connecticut's pretty good. I really don't know what what Caitlin will end up. But I'm eager to see her play grown women. Because 30 points, dog. 30 points from any college player is amazing. Whether you're a man or a woman, to go out there and score 30 ain't easy. And she make it look so easy. I haven't even seen a guy that can get to the basket like that, like at will. Like, in the men's game, it's more like a collective effort to get you shots. But with her, it's like an ISO and go. I haven't seen that type of shit since, like, maybe Kyrie at Duke. Or who else at Duke had an ISO game that they would always let them ISO?
Tatum.
Tatum was another one. ISO go. But
yeah, that's a Kyrie was playing like a professional style when he was at Duke.
Yeah. Shit, RJ Barrett for a little while.
Duke had a nice run, but Barrett and Zion was on the same team.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
they didn't ISO Zion though.
Yeah, nah, Zion was just rebounds. But like, go back up.
RJ definitely ISO would go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm ready to see it. I think that was it, man. That's all I had this week. Let me go to these videos.
All right,
man. Let's see what we got.
Oh, anybody listen to Beyonce?
Oh, Beyonce killed that shit.
Yeah, man.
What was she kill?
She just dropped a new
album.
She just dropped a
country album.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. She dropped a new album.
It's hot.
I didn't finish it, but
I liked it.
I got halfway through.
Yeah, I've been through it twice. So yeah, it's pretty good.
You listened to it twice?
Yeah.
What's your favorite song?
I think, I don't know the name, it's Levi something with Post Malone.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
I like that song.
That's good.
I've been running back the Sir since.
Okay, yeah. I like Daughters.
Beyonce album.
That song.
Protector is good. I like Protector.
Yep.
Yeah. Protector is good.
16 Carriages, which I didn't even know was already out. And I was like, this is hard as hell.
It's because Texas Hold'em took over.
Yeah, because they came out the same day, apparently.
Yeah, so.
I don't know. Why y'all not playing this out? Because this, to me, that song is better than Texas Hold'em.
16 Carriages is on the country music playlist.
Okay.
I don't know about the radio, but it's
Texas
definitely on the country
Hold'em
music
has
playlist.
Been remixed already. So, when you hear it on R&B radio, it's remixed.
Mm. Oh, I don't even know what they play. I don't listen to radio. All right, Johnny, what's your video?
All right, man. So pretty much seems like the choir director is practicing on becoming a preacher. He might be like a junior pastor or something. And his choir director he's giving a sermon, and his choir director talents just come out of nowhere.
All right, let's see it.
Shall not be compared to the glory that shall be revealed to us later. You're gonna have to go down. That's too high for me. Go to B major. Right quick. Go to B major. Go to B major. B major. Half step up. Yeah. All right. Father, I love you today. And I thank you right now. Shall not.
Bro, couldn't help himself. He had to get the organ player right.
The nigga didn't say go to B major. Just go a little higher.
Pastor came over there and was just like,
forget it, man.
Yeah, forget about that. Go ahead. Keep preaching.
That's damn goddamn Kitty Williams. Cat Williams.
Kitty Williams.
Little cousin.
Yeah, he do sound like Cat Williams.
Go to B major. Go to B major.
It's a little too high for me.
B, what you got, man? What is this?
Just a funny bald head guy that I came across, mixing up names of stuff.
Why you gotta be bald?
Because he is.
But how am I supposed to fall asleep if someone's constantly complaining that there's too much salt or asking where the manager is?
That's not what a white noise machine is.
Oh! In essence, I'd prefer there not be too much teeth, and if you could do a little choking close to climax, that'd be wonderful.
Sir, BG's is a wholesale club.
Oh! But how am I supposed to enjoy my dinner with the sound of sorority sisters upset that they have to wait in line like everyone else?
Sir, white wine is an alcoholic beverage.
Oh! So really, I'm looking for something big enough that's gonna make me feel like a bad, bad boy, but small enough that my mother won't disown me if she finds it while cleaning my room.
Sir, Dick's is a sporting goods store.
Oh, but how am I supposed to fall asleep?
That nigga pushing the agenda.
All right, mine's is real quick, man.
I hear it.
Roses are red. I dropped my team piece on the floor.
Because P. Diddy be wanting the body. And you got to tell him no.
Y'all leave my boy free, my nigga Diddy. Yeah,
because you got to tell him no.
P. Diddy be wanting the party. You got to tell him no.
I hope him and Caresha still cool, man. Carisha.
Not Caresha. Carisha. This nigga said Caresha. Caresha?
Pay him some of them Carishas over there.
Caresha.
Come a piece of Carishas.
Oh, him and Caresha still cool.
Yo, y'all got any more Carishas over there?
Y'all seen my cousin Caresha?
Jotty is such an old man.
Caresha. Yo. All right, man. That's been episode 297 on all streaming platforms.
Sound like a diet
man.
Soda.
Thank you guys for joining us. You can find this show weekly, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, YouTube Music, Google Play, and YouTube regular, man. Other than that, final thoughts?
Y'all remember when they used to have the grocery store brand soda machines in the grocery store?
Hell yes. Yeah, for 25 cents.
Yeah, man, you get your President's Choice Cola.
Oh, nigga, that's Walmart. Yeah. Come on now.
They don't do that shit no more.
Mountain Lightning.
Yeah. Dr. Perky.
Your ass is crazy.
Oh man, you are
Mountain
old.
Dunes.
Oh man, Mountain Dunes. Man, that was the only one you was gonna get money for because the brands was charging 50 cents. Yeah. Your parents was not paying 50 cents.
Hell quarter, get your Dr. Perky.
Man, wasn't nothing like them checks. Them check sodas.
Oh, checks go crazy. Checks go crazy.
Was crazy.
12-pack. When you get to somebody's house party and they got the checks on deck,
man, what? Whew. I'm killing them. What else was on point? RC's was on point.
Oh, yeah, RC Cola. RC Cola was like the third brand after Pepsi and Coke. It was RC was kind of like, they kind of name brand, but they not.
Bruh, RC Cola ain't nothing going to make you belch. That's a from the belly to not the back belch, nigga. That shit come out your back.
My shit was unlimited fountain drinks, just period. Anywhere that had unlimited fountain drinks, I wanted to be there because I love soda, bro.
Oh, you was one of the
I was
Mexican
a soda
niggas.
Head, man.
I was telling my homegirl, she didn't remember this. I was like, remember you go in the grocery store and they would have like the candy in the middle of the aisle and you can like put it in a bag?
Oh, yeah.
She's like, I don't never remember that. I was like, you ain't old enough.
They do it at Sprouts.
Oh,
they
real?
Do. They do.
But you wouldn't pay for candy in the middle. Like, it's expensive to get candy.
Yeah.
Like we used to get it. Like, it's like $5 a
or
pound.
Or more.
Because
I think the peanut clusters, the chocolate clusters, is like $7.99 a pound.
Yeah. No, that's Whole Foods prices.
Man.
But I know exactly what you're talking about.
But yeah, no final thoughts for me today. Y'all just get out there and live your life this week for sure.
All right, my brother. What about that's you, James? You back?
Hey, man.
James
back. It's good to be back. No final thoughts because I might piss somebody off. But whatever.
God knows.
God knows. I'm thinking.
Just expect a lot more right. Kevin Samuels posts from James.
I wasn't even going to say nothing about that.
Y'all crazy.
All right, man. Other than that, man, we're going to talk to y'all on the next ride, man. I need you guys out there to do me a favor. I want you guys to love and cherish the life you live and the people in it. Find the positive in every situation and live in the moment because this life is not forever. I'm your boy Jumpman Jones. I'm signing off for D. I'm signing off for James. I'm signing off for Johnny, man. And we're going to talk to y'all on the next ride, man. We'll see y'all later.
I know my boy Mike hurting. I'm seeing New York San Antonio tied right now.
Party, that body. Hey, baby, you forget your Ray-Bans. And my sheets still orange from the spray tan.
Yeah, killing me.
Hey, man,
my community.